a TV, and a year to save for insurance. Families are broken spiritually. Americans are becoming less Christian. David Kinneman of Barna Research reports 25% of people over 40 are not Christian. 40% of those under 40 are not Christian. And the outlook for the future shows a continued decline. According to Kinneman, there is a 43% drop-off between the teen and the early adult years in terms of church engagement. These numbers represent about 8 million 20-somethings who were active churchgoers as teenagers, but who will no longer be particularly engaged in a church by their 30th birthday. These young men and women are the future moms and dads of the next generation. A server at Chili's took the credit card of my lunch partner. It must have been from a Christian credit union, as it was illustrated with three crosses in John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. The only way to the Father is through me." The server eyed it and responded, "Wow, this guy John really sounds conceited." When my grandson Marcus shared in his kindergarten Star of the Week program that his favorite book was his Jesus book and his favorite story was David and Goliath, no one had ever heard the story before. One kid asked if that was the story in the book without the pictures. Families are broken in their expectations. Perhaps this is the largest fissure of all in the fallen family. Bottom line, we all expect families to produce the impossible. We've come to believe that our families can define, rate, and actualize us as individuals. We parents are broken in our expectations as to what God really hopes we'll achieve in raising our children and in what is actually possible for our families. Beneath our A-plus lesson plans, we've come to believe that our families can actually save us. We preach that if we are godly enough as parents, we'll produce godly offspring. Family holidays, family rules and chores, and consistent biblical family values yield perfect families. We chant, "Train a child to live the right way, and when they are old, they will not stray from it." Proverbs 22:6. Like a spiritual magic spell, when that verse is anything but a formulaic promise. Rather, it's a premise, a wise principle interpreted in myriad manners by even the most brilliant theologians. A, if you train up a child according to the bent of his or her personality, he or she will continue to grow in such a direction. Or B, if you build a spiritual foundation into a child as a young person, he or she will surely look back and consider.